Welcome to KAWC's The Hotspot.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
And I'm Max Schwitzing.
Produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom, we look forward to bringing you news that matters to Yuma and La Paz counties.
This week, the Student Newsroom spoke with Arizona Western College's maintenance director about what happens on campus over the summer. And the Humane Society of Yuma offers tips for keeping pets safe in the summertime. But first, some news, presented by a few of the Student Newsroom's summer reporters.
Students and community members in Yuma County are urging Congress to protect Pell Grants, which help many local students afford college. Pell Grants cover tuition, books, and other costs for students who need financial aid, and cuts would limit opportunities and make college less accessible. Advocates say keeping Pell Grants strong is vital to supporting education, economic growth, and Arizona's goal of more adults earning degrees. From the KWC Student Newsroom, I'm Javier Cortez.
Arizona's new budget allocates over $28 million to the Maricopa Community Colleges. Key funding supports adult education, STEM programs, the Arizona Teachers Academy, scholarships, and dual enrollment. The $6 million for adult education will help learners earn diplomas and job training. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Chloe Michael.
Arizona Board of Regents Executive Director Chad Simpson has joined the Greater Phoenix Chamber Board of Directors. His appointment reflects ongoing efforts to align higher education with workforce development. The Chamber and Sampson cite the role of public universities in supporting economic growth and preparing a competitive talent pipeline for Arizona's future. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Nicholas Foley.
In this week's Flash interview, KAWC student reporter Max Zachariasen spoke with his shop worker about their favorite part of their job.
So I'm Max. I'm a student reporter. And what's your name?
Colby.
And how long have you been working at The Last Empire?
Like a half a year.
And how's your experience with it?
It's actually pretty good, pretty decent, pretty chill most of the time as well. We do get busy hours here as well, a lot of players, a lot of geeks and nerds, fellow nerds as well. I'm one myself as well. But overall, it's just there's a fun environment to just see everybody around, just reminiscing on all the video games and the geeking out about anime figures and everything. So, but yeah, especially for Pokemon, everybody loves Pokemon nowadays. So,
and what's your favorite part about working here?
My favorite part? It's just interacting with the customers. You'll get a bunch of anecdotes about certain people, just mingling with them, getting to know them as well, especially the interests that they have here with games and everything, especially with anime as well.
Would you say that's the biggest thing that people get here is figurines?
Mostly cards and figures and all, so, and especially video games, especially the retro ones that we have all over the what we have is rare. But yeah,
thank you so much. Yeah.
While students are gone during the summer at Arizona Western College, the campus is not entirely empty. KAWC student reporter Elias Alvarez spoke with facilities workers on the main campus to get a lot done in the summer months.
The end of the spring semester at AWC does not mean activity on the main campus in Yuma shuts down for the summer. While students are done for the school year, college maintenance staff tackle some of their busiest work over the summer months. Top priorities are cleaning and maintaining residence halls. That includes deep cleaning carpets, stripping and waxing floors, and checking air conditioning systems. And while this maintenance is usually done during the summer to avoid interrupting students, it does not mean it is not without challenges. Here's Stefan Eckert, the Executive Director of Facilities Management.
Oh yes, of course. The dorms not only have students staying there, but they have many camps that are staying there as well. So we have to kind of juggle our schedule to support the camps. But residence life works very closely with my team on working up a schedule that works for both the camps and for us.
Eckert says older buildings on the AWC main campus required some extra attention, and the college hires up to 30 temporary employees to supplement the 70 facility workers that are usually on staff. The goal is to complete all of the work by the fall semester. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Elias Alvarez. Humans aren't the only ones trying to beat the heat this summer. Pet owners across southern Arizona are dealing with temperatures in the hundreds. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, Max Schwitzing reports.
Every summer, residents find creative ways to deal with high temperatures. But keeping cool isn't only important for humans. The Humane Society of Yuma's development manager, Lauren Weinberg, spoke with Student Newsroom about how pet owners can keep their four-legged loved ones safe during the summertime.
We're a nonprofit animal welfare organization. Our mission is to reduce the number of homeless pets through adoption, rescue, and spay and neuter programs. So we take in stray, sick, injured animals and try to find them forever homes through adoption and our rescue programs. And then we also have our community cat program where we're trying to help with the pet overpopulation problem as well.
Weinberg says the Humane Society sees a change in animal intake in the summer months.
We definitely see an increase of heat issues with strays coming in from the streets because, you know, a lot of these dogs have been out there for days. We don't know how much access they've had to water. So it's essential that when we do have strays come in through animal control, the first thing we do is evaluate them, look for signs of heat stroke, look for signs of heat exhaustion, and get them treatment if we need to right away. We monitor their body temperatures and make sure that we get them rehydrated and regulated as soon as possible.
The shelter has a few tricks up its sleeve to combat the effects of heat in their location.
Obviously, with the temperatures soaring here, it's crucial for us to keep them cool. So we have air conditioning in all of the kennels. All the cat rooms are air conditioned as well. So we keep it super cool. Outside in the dog kennels, we close the guillotine doors if it reaches over 85 degrees inside. So for the summer, for the most part, the guillotine doors are closed. We have less blankets in the kennels during this time so that they can lay on the cool concrete. And we make sure they have access to fresh, clean water. We also have kiddie pools in the play yard for them to get wet and roll around. And we have water sprinkler pads as well. And then we give them like frozen treats. So we do like frozen Kong pops where we put peanut butter and a treat inside the Kong and freeze it. So it's cool and refreshing and a nice treat for them.
Weinberg offers tips to pet owners looking to mitigate the risks of heat exhaustion.
The number one thing is keeping your pets hydrated, so access to fresh, clean water. You want to make sure that you're using plastic bowls, not metal bowls, especially if they're outside, because the metal can absorb the heat. If your pets do have to be outside, you want to make sure they have access to shade. You can buy a kiddie pool so that they can cool off when they need to. You never want to leave pets unattended in a hot car. Temperatures can reach over 120 degrees inside a car within minutes. And also walking pets early in the morning or late at night to avoid the hot pavement.
For more information about the Humane Society of Yuma, listeners can visit hsoyuma.com. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Max Schwitzing.
KAWC's The Hotspot is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at HotspotKAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by our listeners and by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona and the Scripps Howard Fund.
Our theme music is Election Time by Carden Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Fungmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
Bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz, it's
The Hotspot.